I'm Josh Harris at 721 at AM 1160 The Quest, and I'm here with Catholic personal trainer Nick Fiorello, who's going to share his expertise on nutrition and fitness. But first, I'd love to hear what brought you back to the Catholic faith.
Well, I certainly had a heavy dose of it growing up as a kid. Both my parents are Italians, immigrants from Italy, and grew up Roman Catholic. So I got a lot of that as a young kid. Then I think I got a little twisted once I went to college and had some other ideas. Being in the field of personal training, I've always had an interest in science. I think I went the route of becoming almost an atheist, you know, trying to disprove Catholicism and Christianity. I got involved in the atheist movement there for a while. I was listening to a lot of Sam Harris and a lot of Richard Dawkins. And one day I was listening to Sam Harris's podcast, and he invited a guest, Jordan Peterson. There were moments in there that aha moments, if you will, that I think I was missing something. I could sense there was something missing for me just reading Sam Harris and listening to Dawkins and some of the others in that movement. And he really shined a light on those components and really brought forth those aspects I couldn't articulate. During COVID, it actually gave me an opportunity, given that it wasn't working very much, it gave me an opportunity to read a lot. And I was watching 2 and 3 masses a day on the computer because you could get it worldwide. You could watch masses at different time zones. So I'd wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, watch masses in different parts of the world, what have you. And it was really nice and did a lot, started reading a lot. And then about 3.5 or 4 years ago, I went to confession. It was very moving for me. It really changed my life. The confession changed my life, and I really started going back to church and studying. And so I got involved in church, and things have been great ever since. It's been wonderful.
So I love what you said when you were talking about this intellectual pursuit to disprove faith. Something was missing. So did you always feel like there was this lingering hole in the soul that just wasn't totally satisfied with the atheist literature or apologists, things like that?
No doubt about it. I mean, when you start talking about aspects of, for instance, love or human will, things of that nature, and then you try to break it down to an atom, and then, you know, how do you describe it scientifically? Mm-hmm. And so there's, you know, I could never get myself to that, to the point of trying to describe these components of love and on a molecular level. How do you do that? You know, and I just couldn't do that. And so, you know, reflecting back on, you know, the talk with Jordan Peterson and then just subsequent reading to that, it really, that opened a whole new window for me. And, you know, when I really brought Christ back into my life, it's hard to describe. You just got to go through the journey, man.
I love
that. You just
got to
do it.
That is such a beautiful way to phrase that. And something you brought up within that context, well, I just would want to clarify as well.
Sure,
so you're saying that there's this massive experience you're having with the Lord, particularly with going back to confession. So are we talking, it's been a week, a month, a year? Is it a pretty significant time since?
Well, as we discussed, don't tell my mother. In my early 20s. So going back was, I am now almost 61.
Good night. You're the best looking 61-year-old I've ever seen.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I've been in the business over 40 years, actually. So, yeah.
Wow. You're in incredible shape, man.
I appreciate that. So,
the reason I ask that is because I think sometimes people might feel estranged. You know, I've been away from the faith. I've been away from confession. It's too late. But here you are, almost 40 years later,
correct,
stepping back into the confessional and experiencing God's grace in a rather profound way that is enduring because you've gotten back into this sacramental rhythm.
Right.
I'm sure it was the best day of, you've definitely made that priest day, but that's a really beautiful thing. So now fast forward, you are also an expert in physical fitness, nutrition, those kinds of things. How do you see nutrition or fitness, but particularly nutrition, as a way to amplify your walk with God or other people potentially, to if our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?
Sure, because nutrition actually affects our mood. When we're healthy, we feel well. When we feel well, we actually can bring ourselves out in the community in a godly way, mm-hmm. in a much more reflective way of how God would want us to represent. And mm-hmm. and I can see that. So it allows me in my work and my journey, and people know it. They can see it. Not only, you know, as we talked about before in the past, that, you know, the gospel is really you know, they communicate, you know, it's communicated the gospel, I should say, in how we live our life. Mm-hmm. And again, that also means how we nurture our health and physical fitness. And, you know, it's like we talked about human will. You can't measure it, but you know it when you see it. And people know, they know it when you take care of yourself, you actually live what you're saying. And it, again, the nutrition aspect allows for a better mood. It allows for a chance to actually create community, because eating together, drinking together, being able to share together, you can see that in the Gospels. You can see it all through the Gospels. And so I think if we implement that in our own personal lives here, again, it's just we can really bring, I think it just brings Christ into our life in a much easier way, for me at least.
I think that's really cool what you're sharing, is because it's not just about eating healthier, but being intentional within the settings that you eat, right? For fostering community. I mean, when Jesus sees the apostles, when Jesus is waiting for the apostles on the shore with breakfast, right? When Peter sees him and goes sprinting out there. So how many times is he breaking bread? The Last Supper, with the Mass, it's there. I mean, there is this communal aspect to being nourished physically and spiritually with the Mass. So I think that's, when we think about food, a lot of times we only think about the nutritional aspect, but you're bringing up the communal aspect as well. And did you see that in your upbringing, between how your family ate, how services were, things of that nature?
No question. I think you can see it in movies and shows and what have you. And I think people understand that, you know, being Italian and Italian heritage, we see that we get together, we have a meal, we break bread, and we pray together. And we extended that outwardly whenever we had friends over. Mm-hmm. It was always a prayer. It was always food and just enjoying each other's company and serving one another through that process. Mm-hmm. It was always nice to serve and to watch people be happy and to be thankful for God's provisions in that. So
that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Is there any advice you would give someone who is trying to take a step to eat healthier in any way?
There is. I think when you really consolidate and you look at all the research, there's no question that we know now via the Attica study, which is the best study done on nutrition, mm-hmm. that a good Mediterranean diet, there are versions of that, but a Mediterranean diet is the best way to go. And again, there's not overdoing, but also being disciplined on the quality, the quantity, timing, and frequency of your food intake. All those aspects are important, mm-hmm. but I think going on a Mediterranean diet is really the key. Having a really good resistance training program that you implement, about a 20 to 30 minute period, 3 to 5 days a week, and then walking. And mm-hmm. again, when you do eat, try to cook at home and try to cook with your family and try to do this together. It makes a big difference.
Thank you so much, Nick Fiorello, for blessing us with your time and wisdom this morning. I am truly grateful, as are our listeners. And now, back to the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160, The Quest.